Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Andy Jones, we were in a staff meeting recently, and Kyle Wheeler, Pastor Kyle, telling us that there was something he had seen that was the most disgusting thing in the history of mankind. You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I remember.
I mean, he said it more dramatically than I'm saying it right now.
Well, it's like he was grasping for the magnitude of this thing.
Yeah.
And he settled for.
He went all the way. Is there anything bigger than that?
In the history of mankind.
Right.
Yeah.
We're eating lunch during our meeting. And so we're like, what? And he's like, I can't tell you. It's too gross. You'll throw up.
It's the grossest thing in the history of mankind.
It is, yeah. Which I guess if it was, I wouldn't really want to hear it at lunch. I suppose that's true.
Yeah.
But then he went on to describe whatever it was. And were you impressed? I mean...
No, I kept eating. I mean...
He described something he saw on an episode of Hoarders, right?
Right.
And, I mean, I could have said what it was going to be. Like, I know enough. I haven't watched Hoarders, but I know enough about what it is. It's like...
I think you did, actually.
Yeah.
I think you kind of guessed
like, what? There's some dead cats and cat feces in a house full of garbage? Is that what it is?
No. Worse.
Basically, that's what it was. So, hey, today I want to talk about exaggerating.
Uh-oh.
Do you ever exaggerate?
Never.
Never?
I never exaggerate.
Okay. Well, I do. I have a tendency, I think my tendency in exaggeration is to exaggerate something as negative, it was worse, like a restaurant that I went to, like somebody's fashion, or my having to go to a party I didn't want to go to. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I've heard a few of those.
I feel like my leaning would be to exaggerate in the negative. Like it was, you know, kind of like Kyle, I guess, the worst in the history of the world. Like that was the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah.
So, yeah. How about you?
How do I exaggerate? I think I exaggerate people's mood or motive. And pick my own, you know, but then exaggerate. Like I make a caricature of people.
Right. Okay. So to exaggerate is to represent something as being larger, greater, better, or worse than it really is, enlarged or altered beyond normal or due proportions. Some synonyms to overstate, magnify, overdo, overdraw. We do it. I mean, we all do it. And maybe you can just stop and think yourself about what you tend to exaggerate. I know people who exaggerate how sick they are. We have another name for that. We call that a hypochondriac, right? You know, whether they want attention or they're just wimpy or whatever, but there is that type of exaggerating. You know, as leaders, I think that we have to be careful, be cautious about how we exaggerate. We don't want to diminish our credibility. So I was thinking recently, a lot of preachers, I don't know why they do this, but often they will, in their introduction, want to say something about their wife. And so like whether they're introducing their wife or whatever, but they'll say something kind of like, I'm married to the most beautiful woman in the whole world. Or the room, like the hottest, you know, and it always strikes me as a little bit like, okay, in your opening lines, you just lied, exaggerated, you know, like she's nice and I'm glad that you love her and think she's hot. That's actually a good thing, but you obviously exaggerated. And now I'm sitting here after your introduction thinking, gee, this guy's completely trustworthy.
Right.
I'm going to believe everything he says next.
Yeah.
I feel like it does him harm. You know, maybe he should just say, I'm madly in love with my wife and, you know, I'm still, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Just maybe not so
over the top, overstated, overdone.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, exaggeration is not all bad. I think what makes humor good is exaggeration.
Mm-hmm.
It's pulling something out. It's distorting it a little bit. And storytelling, I think, needs some good exaggerating.
Mm-hmm.
But as leaders, we do have to be careful. I think basically you want people to know that you're being dramatic in order to make them laugh.
Mm-hmm.
I think there has to be even a transparency about it. I did this on Sunday. I was talking about an experience in the swimming pool. And I switched up and I started talking about the violent ocean waves and then corrected myself and said, okay, the calm pool waters.
Yeah.
And I think in doing that, you pull people along in your story. What you help them to see the world through your eyes, but realize also that your perception isn't always accurate, that you know, we exaggerate stuff rather than trying to convince them of something that's not true. We need to be honest. I think we should call ourselves on it. And emphasis is something that is important. Emphasis is not exaggeration. To emphasize something, it is highlighting it. It is pulling it out from the pack and saying, we're just talking about this right now. And obviously, when you emphasize one thing, there are other parts that are ignored, that are true, that are valid, that you just don't talk about. And that's not a bad thing. I think most intelligent people know when you emphasize something, there's another side to the story that we're not talking about right now. But exaggeration is to distort. It's to stretch out of proportion. And as leaders, we want to use it carefully. And I think be completely honest about it.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.